dad, Allie of Cecil from your family.
Happy birthday.
Sammy.
Happy birthday to you.
Who's active at our youth media center. Sammy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Alexis Thompson, happy birthday to you on January 8th. From your friends at SLB, and Jennifer also celebrates on January 8th. On the 9th, we have Alexandra of Gibsonia, Anne of Chippewa, Abby of Squirrel Hill, and Jade of Hazelwood. Would love to include you in the Saturday Light Brigade Birthday Club.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a person in uniform. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone service where you can call 631-359-8728 and hear our stream on an ordinary phone line.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, all giving you a number, taking away your name.
Pirate Agent Man. That from Urban Monroe's here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a nice cover. Johnny Rivers did the original version of that. And I hope you enjoyed getting a chance to hear it. We're going to play Guess Who in mere moments. I had the Guess Who theme song up for today in front of me seconds ago, and I done lost it. I lost it because we got into conversation about that song as having one of the most common misheard lyrics when the Johnny Rivers song came out. A lot of people hearing it over time thought they were saying Secret Asian Man. And interestingly, when Ellis Dorham of our staff heard the version I just played, he had the same reaction to it. There are a lot of misheard lyrics. Are going to play Guess Who in mere moments. But first, guess what? I want to thank you if you were one of the 221 contributors during our 2025 donor campaign. Thank you for your support. Together, you helped us raise $52,239.09. If you missed the opportunity, you can stop by slbradio.org/radio to contribute using a credit card, PayPal, or Venmo. Or you can call us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975. Good morning to the McDonald's. Ed, thank you for your notes about Braille. We were talking about Braille earlier. Tomorrow is World Braille Day in honor of the anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh city schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it is time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody from the world of sports, entertainment, literature, film, history, just about any field. We think it's probably a name you will recognize. And this morning's initials are J-B. J-B. That's J as in Jennerstown. And B in Bethel Park. J.B. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I'll let you know about incorrect JBs that are coming in so you can help narrow things down.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And let's get started. James is in Freiburg with Jim Backus, Jan Brady, Jack Benny, Judy Bloom, Jeff Beck, John Bonham, John Barrymore, Jeannie Bueller, John Bowser, Bauman. All great guesses. None of those is who we're looking for, however. Nick in New York City has the correct answer. And a few others, too, which include Joe Biden, Jeff Bridges, Jack Black, and Jacques Brel. And I'll mention some of the other ones you came up with, Nick, together with Susan, the two of them working together in New York City. You do have the correct one. Justin Bieber, guessed by the Kelly family in Southold, New York. Jimmy Buffett, also guessed by them. Tom in McCandless has quite a few guesses. He does have the correct answer on a list of, oh my goodness, maybe 30 names. I'll mention a few. James Baldwin, Jeb Bush, Jeff Bezos, and Johann Brahms. And Joe Bazooka among the guesses. And I'll get to the rest of those too. The Kellys also have a guess of Bond, James Bond. Mike and Mars has Justin Bieber and, check that. Annie has Justin, let me check that again. I need to read these before I read them to you. Kim has Justin Bieber and the correct answer. And Annie has Jonathan Brandeis. No, check that. Jonathan Brandis. Teen actor. And McCandless has Joey Bishop and Jill and or Joe Biden. Those are great guesses. Patrick of South Park has Jim Beam. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights have Jack Black. Zach has Jim Beam and Jack Black, and an answer so close to the correct answer that I'm not going to share it yet. Angie has Jim Beam. And a lot of guesses are continuing to come in at 412-200-5975. Bill in Lucius Borough just got the correct answer. Well done, Bill. Shane Bennett, just guessed by Annie. Kim has Jonathan Bennett. Jason Bateman. Justine Bateman. Both guessed by John and Economy. As well as Javier Bardem and Jean Biscay. Is that Jean Biscay? Oh, it's Jean Michael Biscay, an artist. Barbara Oakmont has James Berlin, Josephine Baker, and John Brown. Jimmy Breslin from Jim in Crafton Heights, along with Johann Bach, Jack Black. Also guessed by Jim, Annie has Johann Sebastian Bach. Jessica Biel, guessed by Angie and Mars. Karen. And Kaiser is listening along with her son, Jackson. And Jackson guessed Jalen Brunson, the player for the New York Knicks. (412) 200-5975. So many guesses continue to come in, and Jordan, who has the same initials, and Jordan said, it's probably not me, has a guess of Jack Bauer, Jerry Bruckheimer, and Jerome Bettis. None of those is it. Joey Bishop, guessed by Bill. And Jackson also had a guess of Joe Biden. Let me take a look. Ricky's been taking some calls at 412-200-5975. Gary in Franklin, Pennsylvania has Jacqueline Bisset and Johann Sebastian Bach. We've had a few correct answers. We know that this one is solvable by at least a few people. JB, the guess who initials. Quite a few to pass along. We have Jim Bunning from Rich in Freeport. Patrick has James Bond as a guess. Jordan and Ingemar, we mentioned earlier, not him, but his guesses of Jerome Bettis, Jerry Bruckheimer, and Jack Bauer. Here is Larry in Elwood City. Yes, you just got the correct answer. He used deduction. And Zach just got the correct answer, too. They heard all these different people mentioned, but not one in particular. Joan Blondell, guessed by Linda, half of the dynamic duo. That's a great guess. Bruce and Ingram had a guess of James Buchanan. Barbara Oakmont says Justin or Justine Bateman or Jason Bateman. None of those. Jackie Brown, guessed by Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. The Kelly family has a guess of Jackson Brown. And Jonathan Bailey and Judy Bloom. And John the Baptist. Josh Berlin, guessed by Linda. And Karen I don't know if this was you or Jackson or maybe Ed, but the guess you just texted us is exactly correct. We still have a few guesses coming in. Here's Bill in Stanton Heights with Joe E. Brown, Joe Brown, Joanne Bennett, and the correct answer. Pudge and Lamartine. Super Pudge has a guess of Jeff Beck. That's a great guess. Not him. Patrick of Stanton Heights has James Bond, Johann Bach, John Belushi. Nobody guessed John Belushi yet. Jake Blues, also a great guess. The correct answer, plus Jason Bateman and Jennifer Beals, James Brolin. I don't believe anybody has guessed James Baldwin yet either. Sean Barrymore, Jackson Brown, James Best, Jack Benny, Jonathan Biabiani, and John Burroughs. Did anybody guess James Brooks, the television showrunner? I don't think so. Gail has Johann Brahms, the correct answer. James Buchanan, Jeff Beck, Joe Biden, Jimmy Buffett, Jack Black, Jeff Bridges, Jessica Biel, Juliette Binoche, and James Bond. Here's Kevin with Jackson Brown. Oh, and John Batiste. That's a new one. Jim in Crafton Heights has John Wilkes Booth. Excellent guess. And the Kelly sisters also thought of John Batiste. Linda, you just got the correct answer. Thank you for playing along with us. I'm going to just check over at Facebook, where a lot of people like to play Guess Who. In fact, all day long, Joan Baez, guessed by Jeff. And Donald in Bethel Park has James Buchanan and Jim Beam. Jess has the correct answer. Justin Bieber, guessed by Ralph. Jennifer Beals by Margaret. Ralph also has Jimmy Buffett. James Bond, Jack Black, and John Belushi. You've been screaming a name at the radio, saying, it's this person, it's this person. Well, we'll find out in a minute. Craig in Macon, Georgia has John Brown. Karen is the person who came up with the correct answer. Mike in Mars has Johann Sebastian Bach. Annie has John Belushi. And let me share a few of the guesses that Tom and McCandless had that we didn't mention earlier. Julian Bond was one. I think I mentioned Joe Bazooka. He had also, Jorge Burgess, John Wilkes Booth, Joan Baez, Jeb Bush, James Boswell, John Burroughs, John Bartlett of Bartlett's Quotations, John Bartlett of The Geographer, Jim Bowie, John Burnett, J. Joan Bennett, Joan Blondell, Jerry Brown, and Jennifer Beals. And also, let me take a look at the list that we got from Nick and Susan. Some of the names on their list that I don't believe I mentioned: Judy Blume, Josephine Baker, James Baldwin, Julie Brown, Jean Brody, fictional people are just fun, Jean Brody, and also John Bolton, and Jeff Bridges. I don't think we had a guess of Jeff Bridges, and one of their guesses also was Jacques Brel. Did you figure out who it is that we were looking for this morning? The correct answer, JB. We had a number of correct answers, and the person we were looking for is James Brown.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Congratulations if you came up with James Brown.
Yeah. Stomp your feet. Yeah. Get on the line. Yeah. Swing on the vine. Yeah. Get in the bracket. Yeah. You know I like it. In the jungle. Get in the bracket. Yeah. You know I like it. Come on.
Gail in Stanton Heights, Patrick in Stanton Heights, and Bill in Stanton Heights, all with the correct answer, plus Martha, Linda, and Collier, Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, Zach in Pittsburgh, Larry in Elwood City, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, Tom in McCandless, Nick and Susan in New York City, and Patrick, all coming up with the correct answer.
All right. When I went to school, I never had no doubt. One thing I just didn't want to be, that was a dropout. Tried to get my lesson, tried to be real smart.
Had a guess of Jack Benny that I missed acknowledging. Ruth, it's so good to hear from you. And I might have missed a guess of Joey Bishop from Jim. James Brown is the answer. Congratulations if you came up with James Brown, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Disappear Fear at the Saturday Light Brigade with Changes by Phil Oakes. Part of our 2025 donor drive. Just a quick note, if you did not get a chance to contribute, you still can do so. I mentioned earlier, Ricky and I were still making contributions to nonprofits we support on January 1st. And even yesterday, time really gets away from you this time of the year. And if you would like to be part of our 2025 campaign or kick us off for the coming year, it's easy. Call us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 or go to slbradio.org/radio. Oh, I'm sorry, slbradio.org/donate. That's it, slbradio.org/donate, where you can make a contribution using PayPal or Venmo or a credit card of your choice.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
We thought it would be fun to feature some words with you between now and the top of the hour that have one thing in common. Each word starts with the letter S, as in snow, and ends with the letter W, as in, well, the same way that snow ends. So all of the words this morning are going to be of that pattern. They start with S and they end with W, and answers can be of any length. Hope you will text or call us with your answer to our puzzles, and I especially hope that you will challenge me with a puzzle of your own. Here are a few to get us started. Playground fixture. Playground fixture. And here's one that has at least two different answers. Able to fly. Able to fly. 412-200-5975 to play along. Every answer must begin with S, as in snow, and must end with W, as in winter. Talking earlier about misheard lyrics, and there's actually a name for them. They're called Mondegreens. Thank you to Nick for sending this to us. And now I'm remembering a lot of these Creedence Clearwater Revival. Instead of "there's a bad moon on the rise," "there's a bathroom on the right." And Elton John, instead of "Hold Me Closer," Tiny Dancer, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Gail has one of our answers to "Able to Fly." And Mike has the same answer, Mike is in Mars. Now, I'm not going to tell you what their answer was, but I'm going to tell them that there is a second answer. And we'll give you a moment to see if you're able to come up with it. Ellis is coming over. He's going to challenge me with one. And I just have to hope that it doesn't involve pop culture from, say, 1975 forward.
This one will be a lot easier, okay. Don't worry.
No, okay.
So the one I got for you that I thought up while setting up was Cornfield Guardian.
Oh, I like it. I'm sort of demonstrating it without saying what it is. That's a good one. Should I leave it?
Oh yeah, leave it for the listeners. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a question for you, Craig, in Macon, Georgia, just sent a note talking about his dad being a siding contractor, so he played with a lot of measuring tapes growing up, and he just talked about taking them apart and putting them back together, but then he mentioned something that I haven't thought about in years, which is taking apart a golf ball. Have you ever done that?
Actually, not personally, but I've like seen diagrams of a golf ball.
Yeah, golf balls are pretty neat. And Craig talks about cutting open a golf ball, you know, getting that dimpled layer off, and then there's usually a rubber layer, and then a whole bunch of little, mini, tiny gum bands. But I haven't thought about that in ages. Let's see if anybody got yours yet. Let's see. Gary is in Franklin. He has some challenges for us.
Oh, boy.
And, ooh, this one's tough. John in economy gives the clue of muscle.
Muscle?
Not a common word. I'll bet Ricky knows it.
Sure, my friend who's a doctor is probably screaming.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah. Muscle. We'll leave that out. Well, Scarecrow is the one you gave me, right?
Yeah.
Scarecrow.
Yeah, that one was easy.
Excellent. Oh, I don't know how hard it was. Now, we're still looking for Able to Fly, and a lot of folks came up with Swallow. Mm. There's one more. Do you know it?
I'm cheating because I heard it from Ricky, but...
Well, that's okay.
Can I say it?
Yes, of course.
Sparrow.
His eye is on the sparrow. Yes, indeed. Let me give you one more. Oh, in fact, let's use one of the ones that Gary sent in. This would be to put away, especially on a plane or ship.
I do know this one, but should I leave it for the listeners or...
Yeah, we can leave it out for other folks.
Yeah, I do know this one, though.
Yes, and this one, you only seem to do this on a ship, a plane, nowhere else. Maybe in Vermont sometimes.
Oh, actually, I just thought of a really tricky one.
Okay.
Ice skating technique.
Figure eight? And that, of course not. Ice skating technique.
Mm-hmm.
No. We'll leave it out.
Yeah, that one's a hard one.
412-200-5975. And let's see, Patrick gives the clue gulp, and that would be swallow.
That would be swallow, yeah.
We had swallow as the bird before. Mm-hmm. And Gail knew that to put away is to stow.
Yeah.
And Mike and Mars knew that muscle is sinew, S-I-N-E-W.
Oh, isn't that like, I thought those are the muscles. I was thinking that's like the thing between bones, but that's ligaments.
Yeah, Stu and McCandless got that too. I would never have gotten that.
Yeah, I mean, my dog likes to eat those, so.
Galen Stanton Heights, also knew that. And Jim in Crafton Heights knew Sparrow and Swallow. Jackson, listening with his mom in Kaiser, West Virginia, knew Scarecrow, as did Gail in Stanton Heights, and Patrick in South Park. So that gets us almost up to speed. Huh, is this the one? What was the one you just gave me?
That's the ice skating technique. I believe that's correct, if I can see it correctly.
How do you pronounce that? I think it's Sal Chow,
I believe. It's a tough word to pronounce.
Jump in figure skating with a backward takeoff from the backward inside edge of one skate to the backward outside edge of the other with one or more full turns in the air. This is as defined. And it's Sal Cow, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Sal, how did you know that?
I got it from a video game, actually.
Hey, however you're learning, that's a good thing. Barb in Oakmont said it's either a sow cow or a snowplow. A snowplow stop. You could, with ice skating, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You could stop using your skates kind of as a snowplow. Mike also knew the correct answer. And Tom notes that a friend of his wife worked at a golf ball factory in Dubois. Who would have thought they made golf balls in Dubois? Good point.
I don't know. I want to give one more clue before I go greet our 10:05. This one I also caught a little bit earlier. Left-handed.
Good one. We'll leave that out. That one I was thinking of before. Thanks, Alice. Alice is a technical associate here at SLV, and he's getting ready for our guests coming in to join us for our Youth Express Hour at 10 o'clock and for our 11 o'clock guest. So, Lawbreaker is a clue, and we'll include the left-hander. This one, by whatever means you are able. That one's a little hard, but we'll see if you can get it. By whatever means you are able. Good luck.
Eu comprei carro que demais. Tudo que se pensa, ele faz. Eu acho tão bonito, mas dizem que é esquisito. Na partida já sai de marcha ré. Embaixo tem um furo pra frear o pé. E quando eu tento outra direção, o motor esquenta e tem explosão. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Em vez de farol, tem lamparina. Tem um apito no lugar da buzina. Falta uma porta e o capô. Tinha um estepe, mas alguém levou. Por isso o meu carro é demais. Se não vai pra frente, vai pra trás. Pra mim faz tudo o que puder, mas só vou aonde ele quiser. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Thank you. de farol, bem na barina. Tem um apito no lugar da buzina. Falta uma porta e o capô. Tinha um estepe, mas alguém levou. Por isso meu carro é demais. Se não vai pra frente, vai pra trás. Pra mim faz tudo o que puder, mas só vou aonde ele quiser. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Esse é o meu pancada, às vezes me mete em rascada. Vive paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada. Paquerando as motoquinhas, fazendo confusão na calçada.
Pancada. Let's go, Tavares. With a song translating to My Naughty Car in Portuguese. And we are going to get right to Jim in Crafton Heights, because I understand he's cooking breakfast at this very moment.
Flipping eggs, Larry. Flipping eggs.
Excellent. What are we having with the eggs?
We're having sausage patties and fried eggs and wheat toast.
I like it. I made eggnog pancakes the other day, and I was ready. They were very good, but I was reminded of why I don't do that that often.
Too often.
Yeah, well, it just, if you're not careful, you end up either with a burned pancake or an uncooked pancake or a pancake that has both of those features at the same time.
Right, yeah. Like crispy on the outside and gooey on the inside.
Yeah. Well, I understand you've got three here, Ricky mentioned. All set.
You wanted to know, let's see, the lefty?
Yes.
Would be a southpaw.
A southpaw, indeed, is right.
And the, how should we say, the violator?
The violator, or lawbreaker?
Would be a scofflaw.
That is exactly it.
And by any means necessary, somehow.
Yes, very good. Now, do you have one for me by any chance?
No, I've been too busy cooking.
Too busy cooking. Well, that's okay. This would be, if you were cooking a different meal, this might be a side dish, especially at a restaurant.
Wow.
Ah, that was very quick. Well done.
Well, that's one of my go-tos.
Yes, slaw. You can't go wrong with the slaw, generally.
No, give me some slaw.
Well done. Well, happy finishing of breakfast.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you as well. That's Jim in Crafton Heights. And let me recap here. Bruce in Ingram has southpaw and scofflaw. Somehow from Galen Stanton Heights. Susie in Alexandria also had southpaw. Jim. Oh, check that. Gail has scofflaw, as does John in Economy Borough. Aline knew southpaw. John did too. Mike and Mars had southpaw. Karen's son Jackson has the clue boxing stance. Boxing stance, starting with S, ending in W. That one I've got no idea. 412-200-5975 if you would like to share. And I have another one. The clue is expel. I want to be sure I get... Well, yeah, we'll use expel. Expel a quantity of might be better. Ricky's motioning to me that I must look at something immediately. This just in. Gary and Franklin knew somehow scofflaw and southpaw. So I don't know what the boxing stance is, do you? And the other one is expel, as in to expel a liquid. And here's another one to, used to take in a liquid. Something used to take in a liquid. We just have a little more time, and we hope you'll check in at 412-200-5975. Gail knew that expel is spew. That's one of those words that has a nice onomatopoetic sound, doesn't it? To spew. Oh, the boxing answer is also southpaw. I did not know that. Thank you. John and economy also knew spew. I think we've answered all of our outside. Oh, we never got the playground fixture. I don't think anybody answered the playground fixture, which was the very first one we gave out. I'm pretty sure that we did not get an answer to that. So if you would like to take a guess, this is the perfect time to do it. A playground fixture starting in S and ending in W. And as you're working on that, I want to thank you if you were one of the 222 people that made a contribution as part of our 2025 donor drive. You helped us raise just over $52,000. We also heard from just over 40 first-time donors, which is terrific. If you missed the chance to do so, just phone us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And you can make a secure contribution by phone. You can also go to slbradio.org/donate or you can send a check to SLB PO Box 10092 Pittsburgh 15233. Chem in Crafton Heights also new spew. Karen in Kaiser gives a clue of circus act. I'll give you the answer in just a moment. A tool to take in liquid is straw. Gail came up with that. Steve and Sharon, good morning and a happy new year. Steve also knew spew. Jim in Crafton Heights has to scatter. A word starting with S, ending in W, meaning to scatter. Strew? I think that's strew. And yes, Steve and Sharon got that. Ed came up with the playground fixture of seesaw, as did Gail in Stanton Heights. And we also have Larry in Elwood City who came up with seesaw, as did Jeff in Maine. And hi, you're on the Saturday Light Brigade. Who's this?
Hi, this is Casey in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Oh, hey, Casey. Nice to hear from you. And Ricky,
thank you.
Ricky wanted me to get you on so quickly, she didn't even have a chance to tell me what's going on.
Well, I have an answer for the playground equipment.
Oh, yes. And what is it?
It's a seesaw.
Yes, exactly. Now, did you ever, do you have any, like, brothers or sisters in your family?
I have one younger brother. I think I know where this is going.
Yes, we all did it. Now, I'm the youngest of three.